My most basic safe place is my home. Not just my house, but my home. And our home is our shalom place, edge to edge, under God's exclusive care. To my wife and I, it is our place of sanctuary, and we defend the sanctity of our home with all power. It is where we live in honor and peace. Our sanctuary is a sacred and protected place, a refuge and retreat from our everyday, workaday world and obligations. Do you have a shalom place? Safe places are where we regenerate. It's our private space where familial bonds are based and strengthened. Our need for a safe place impacts everything we do. In 1943, Abraham Maslow wrote a paper titled, A Theory of Human Motivation. Maslow stated that aside from air, food, water, clothing, and shelter, physical needs being first, safety was the second greatest need for human beings. But I must add, it seems to me our need for safety is very high, but yet our ability to be safe and feel safe is increasingly elusive. For those involved in any bombings or shootings, learning to feel safe again will take time. Many of the people directly impacted may never again go to a movie theater, to the market, or even to church and feel totally safe. They'll probably always harbor some fear and apprehension because their sense of safety has been so seriously and forever compromised. Consider those who have been the victims of violent crime. Do you think they'll probably be a long time coming before they feel safe again, even in the sanctity of their homes? Some people have been so violated over and over. I wonder, how do you even get past those memories unless God is directly involved? How many shows on television are always about someone involved in some violence? It seems that any place there is the potential for drama, that is where Hollywood gets its storylines. The emergency room, police stations, courtrooms, war rooms, addiction and crisis centers, wild animal control, drug wars, and even governmental wars. And how many of those crime shows every week portray some violent criminal with no conscience sneaking into some random person's home and robbing or killing them? And how many of those with violence launched against them on those shows seem to always be women and children? Over and over and over until it's embedded in our heads that we are not safe, even in our homes. I believe eventually everyone who watches shows like that begins to be afraid of virtually everything. They feel vulnerable and in danger all the time. Paranoia rises, trust fails, the truth is elusive. And as a whole, we begin to feel completely not safe. Not safe in our homes, our jobs, not safe in our relationships, or even with merely exposing our feelings. Without any real safety in people's lives, they end up running away from imaginary terror, hands in the air in fear, pursued by no one. It almost sounds like Job in Job 3, verses 25 to 26. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I a moment to recover, neither was I settled in my heart. Yet trouble came.